YouTube, there goes podcast. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's having a good time.
Are they though?
Yes, they are. And I'll actually, I'll go ahead and just bring it in old school at the outset. Let's just go ahead and do it.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right, so you have the lead off.
Yeah.
Do you want a homophobic story?
You want to start right there? Or do you want to do any news headlines at all?
Oh shoot, yeah, line them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was actually gonna tweet, and we put the number on Twitter, there's some weirdo who might call in.
Oh.
He thinks he's important and has good ideas. he doesn't.
I hear the word he and his coming
yes.
in there.
Yes. This is he's like, I think he said he's a proud centrist. And at one point was suggesting that we should do like Saudi Arabia and have men's spaces and women's spaces and family spaces and, you know, to keep women safe from men and whatnot. And I was like, or we could just end rape culture, but whatever.
What about family spaces? Isn't that where domestic violence happens? That's how you keep them. Come on,
look,
man.
Nigga, look.
You gotta think beyond your first thought, Mr. Sir.
It doesn't have to make sense. All right. So, yet another setback for Amazon. Yes. A automated machine punctured a 9-ounce can of bear repellent on the floor, which resulted in 50 people getting sick and 24 taken to hospitals. Because apparently bear repellent is just pepper spray, but like the super strong kind. We talked about that on the show too, about pepper spray. And I think maybe it was the guy who goes by nickname on Twitter told me that bear repellent is basically just super strong pepper spray. So just get get bear spray. So anyways, that happened. So this was, New Jersey. Yeah. Yeah.
What's happening there?
That was where the Amazon warehouse was, where the robot punctured the bear repellent.
And then basically just fucked up. What the hell?
Yes.
Because I'm posting this to the Twitter and I want to put a GIF and I typed in Hotep. Oh shit, there's that fucking, Hotep Jesus guy. So apparently he's a GIF you can find.
Also, somebody asked us to do a segment on him. I have the video. We will cover it.
If we have the time. I mean, this Francis Cresswellson clip is 10 minutes.
Oh, I didn't mean today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just in general. Yeah, I have the clip. Because he was on talking some shit about like, I'm pro-black and I'm black first and I care about black people. And then literally in the next verse, the next sentence said, that's why I support white conservatives, because whatever's good for white conservative people is good for black people. I was like, nigga, we have questions. So, yeah, it was a goofy little fucking video, and that Auntie's Black person was on it with him. One of those Auntie's Black people. That was the one who was, they were, like, making fun of the sex workers on Twitter.
Okay.
Because that's very pro-black to make fun of black sex workers, you know. Solidarity and whatnot.
And in the archive chat space, Lisa Loco talking about Pat Robertson said they take him out of his formaldehyde tank and shake him out for the TV specials.
They probably do.
And Jan Loco said, what's that stuffed toy on the wall? The homegirl Ann got me this when I lived in Florida. It's a Snoop Doggy Dog thing that goes. And let me bring that up closer there. Yeah, it's my, I got this, 2007, yeah, and, it's pretty dope, and I just, every once in a while I walk by and give it a little squeeze, and it goes bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
The sound of the brong. Anyways, I'm not gonna do all the words. Okay, Environmental news. Greenland's ice sheet melt has gone into overdrive and is now off the charts. Yeah. The ice sheet shows no signs of slowing down, according to a new study. The melting has gone into overdrive, according to a glaciologist named Luke Trussell. I did not know glaciologists were a thing until this very moment in time. I just thought they would be like, I don't know, like a biologist or an ecologist or so, I don't know. Okay, glaciologist, what the fuck? All right, so Greenland's melting. All right, very good. Climate change isn't real.
And I like, because from what I understand is they found Greenland and Iceland and named them that because they didn't want people going to the one they got. So now, just the irony in saying those words out loud, Greenland is melting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Confusing metaphors.
It is. New York City wants to make it illegal to send dick pics without consent.
Yeah, that's a fair deal.
I'm actually not opposed to it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Does it go into details here?
And somebody's spouse in one of those social justice groups sent you one. Wish I could remember that fucker's name.
Oh!
Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember either of their names. I don't remember his name or his partner's name. Anyways, under this measure, it would be a misdemeanor offense to send someone an unsolicited, sexually explicit video or image with the intent to harass, annoy, or alarm another person, punishable by up to a year in jail or a $1,000 fine. Sexually explicit in this content means showing any genitals, pubic area, or anus of any person.
Nope, that wording is pure shit. That wording is pure shit, because now you have to prove intent.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so this is a shit bill because of the wording. It was awesome until this is why we actually have to read bills to see if it's worth a damn, and it's not, unless they get rid of that prove intent part.
Which is the thing, though, because you have to say intent to harass, because men don't actually think it's harassing to send dick. They're like, of course everybody wants to see my dick. My dick is amazing. It's mine. I'm a man. I have one. It's fantastic. It's like,
I think they know and they just lie.
It's gross.
The first rule about dick club is you never talk about dick club.
You know what? They actually pass this, though. You know, like, I can bet money on it right now. It's going to happen. Is some dude is going to send a woman an unsolicited dick pic, and she's going to respond. Because I'm sure you've seen women who respond by sending dick pics back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's going to
be the one who gets... Mm-hmm.
Because gay panic defense or some shit.
Something or another.
Yeah, damn. Yes. Quick thinking on Phoenix Kalita right there.
So that's just, you know, I'm just betting that's what's going to happen. A new proposal in New York would require... who the fuck made this idea? Would require users to hand over passwords to social media to police. What?
Oh.
What the fuck?
We need to delete that video you recorded.
Right. So you can, okay, so if signed into law, the legislation would impact those applying for or renewing a license to have a pistol or a revolver. Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram are the social media platforms that would be scrutinized under the bill. Investigators would also review applicants' Google, Yahoo, and Bing searches as well. Give the police a password to your Facebook account? Fuck no. That's a bad idea. That's a very bad idea.
And Jan Loco in the archive chat space, you got to read the whole sentence or it doesn't work. Says, I got a black and tan wiener, short Doberman. you gotta read the whole, it's like A Tribe Called Quest. You gotta say the whole thing.
Like a pimp named Slickback.
Indeed, neighbor.
Let's see. And then I think that's pretty much all the most important news. There's another story that I'm reading, but I haven't finished looking up all the information yet. But it's basically about a guy who died in the BDSM scene and was having a lot of, like, body modifications done. And there's just, like, a lot of intra-BDSM community discussion about how consensual his procedures were.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, so there's that. And then, of course, fucking Lena Dunham exists. That.
Oh, man, the mumble rap of white feminism. Yeah.
This fucking bullshit. So she apologized to actress Aurora Perrineau, I don't know how to say her name, whose account of being raped by the writer Murray Miller Dunham, who was raped by writer Murray Miller And Dunham disputed this in a public statement. At the time, Dunham wrote she had insider knowledge of the situation that made her certain that the actress misreported the assault. So yesterday, she fucking came out and said, I'm totally kidding. I didn't actually have any insider information, and I'm sorry that I slut-shamed a black woman who said she got raped by a white man.
That's verbatim, right?
That's not verbatim at all, but that's, you know, whatever. She wrote a long-form essay apologizing, saying, there are a few acts I could ever regret more in my life. I didn't have the insider information I claimed, but rather a blind faith in a story that kept slipping and changing and revealed itself.
I don't even know what this Lena Dunham does, and I don't want to know. I just know that this person keeps ending up in my news feed.
That's the thing. She doesn't really do anything. She was got popular because she was like the producer and writer for that show Girls,
which I'm too cool to watch that. I watch Pose. And I watch cool shows.
Now that it's over, like, she's just, I mean, she doesn't really do much. She just does ridiculous shit and gets in the news.
She's the fucking Kanye West of white feminism, isn't she?
Kinda, yeah.
I keep calling her different things of it. Maybe, I don't know, mumble rap, auto-tune, or Kanye West. She's one of those, or maybe a blend.
Maybe a blend. Yeah. Let's see, does she have her... I never thought I would issue a statement publicly supporting someone accused of sexual assault, but I naively believed it was important to share my perspective. Why would it be important to share your perspective when you are neither the rapist nor the rape victim? Your opinion doesn't fucking matter. Shut up, Lena. Yeah, so I had to comment on my friend's situation as it had transpired behind the scenes over the last few months. I now understand that it was absolutely the wrong time to come forward with such a statement, and I am sorry.
She is the man of white women.
So she's just a white feminist?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, she's like the fucking Kool-Aid man. I swear to fuck. She is always bursting through the wall like, hey, were you watching Black Panther and enjoying your life? Were you watching Black Klansman? Which I have not... Yeah, I have not sat down and watched this with Phoenix yet. I hope I didn't accidentally unplug anything. Yeah, the Black Klansman film... Funky dope. I did take a look at it.
Yeah?
Funky dope.
Okay.
And you know that when we purchased that, nowadays, apparently when you purchase a film now, they give you a code where you now have a digital copy, so I can just log into a website, punch in the code, and then I can just watch, stream the film online, and I don't even have to take the disc out of the case, and the disc can stay in outstanding condition.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. The way things are these days. It's cool. All right,
somebody lied to me.
Oh, no.
They told me that actress was black, and I was like, I'm gonna Google that just to make sure. She's not black at all.
Oh.
But it's still a fucked up thing to do.
Okay. Who lied to you? Name them.
I don't remember. Oh. I will go back and find the tweet.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. But yeah, Brittany is a very blonde woman, which is the best kind of white. All right.
Whoever did it is Operation Lollipop. That's my QAnon.
All right. So the actual homophobic story, are we there? Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. So this happened in Las Vegas. A gay couple said they were the target of a hate crime outside their central Las Vegas home. Charles Clements said two people ambushed him and his boyfriend Vincent, sending both to the hospital. Charles was hit in the head and released Friday morning. On the phone, he told a local station, Fox 5, that he was released from University Medical Care on Friday night, but was still in a lot of pain and has two broken ribs and a punctured lung. Holy fuck. All right. Thursday night, Charles picked up Vincent from work at Walmart. Little did they know, two people followed them home. When they got out of the car in front of the apartment, Charles said, I was about to unlock my door. The next thing I hear is someone calling my name, and I see my boyfriend fighting with a guy. The fight spilled onto the front porch, where a glass table got knocked over.
Fuck.
That might be how someone's lung got punctured. Charles also said there was a lot of glass on the floor. He picked up the glass, and I was like, don't do that, and then started stabbing my boyfriend in the back, and another guy was kicking him in the ribs. What the fuck? And Charles also added that his neighbors heard the attack, came outside, and saw everything, and just stood there. Neighbors, everybody was just looking. Nobody called the police, he said. Then the two men drove away. What?
This show is fucked up.
Yes. Charles said, when I got hit in the head with a piece of glass, I had my jacket on. It was just leaking blood onto my coat. The two went inside and called 911. The attacker broke Vincent's lungs and punctured, broke Vincent's ribs and punctured a lung. Charles said, I've never been through anything like this in my life. I was so scared. Vincent said he recognized one of the attackers as a man who works with him at Walmart. So he got fucked up by one of his coworkers.
And like, didn't even quit the job first. Just like, and I'll see you Monday. Or not. Ooh, attempted to murder a coworker because gay.
Because gay, yeah. Charles said, this is about gay bashing. The guy came up to my boyfriend's job calling him an abomination and calling him, yeah, they just have like a litany of gay slurs at this point. But yeah, so apparently the guy who got stabbed and got his lung punctured found out that it was his coworker who did it because he was gay. Charles also said, I don't want to be in this apartment anymore because I'm afraid they're going to come back. Police are still investigating, but Charles said he hopes the officers catch the assailants before they hurt anyone else.
Shit. And Lisa Loco, going back to the Donald Trump of white feminism, Leonard Dunham. Fucking Leonard Dunham. Lisa Loco was saying that the victim, mm-hmm. her husband is black. The dude who played Mercutio and Augustus Hill in Oz. That may be where the confusion came in, because Lisa Loco saw a bunch of tweets and posts saying she was black too.
Okay, right. I'm not hallucinating. I didn't see that shit.
Mercutio, that is familiar. Is that Shakespeare business?
There was, I believe, a Shakespeare character with that name.
All right, they're having a good time.
They're right. Having a good time.
So, yes. Francis Cress Welsing.
Oh God.
I first heard this person say words about things in 2000, like early 2011.
I forgot how much she sounds like a Muppet when she talks.
Yeah. Strap in. Because, you know, I got this device called an iPod Touch. And somebody I knew kept saying, you can listen to podcasts now. It's awesome. And I was like, okay, what is this thing? After a couple of weeks of him saying that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, apparently there are shows you can just listen to, like old talk radio.
Yeah.
Dope. Let's check it out. And of course, the first few words that I'm typing in to find stuff, of course, I'm looking for comedy. Mm-hmm. And I find like Marc Maron, you know, and I think Bill Burr got into it like a little later. Joe Rogan's program was there and it was fairly decent at the time. He hadn't gone alt-right yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm typing in left and I'm finding Best of the Left. And I'm finding shows like Blast the Right, which is a dope. Like, Blast the Right was actually under a business called Jews for You. It was really cool. It was a really dope show. It doesn't exist anymore, but it's a really dope, very informative program. Mm-hmm. And of course, I type in black and atheist, and I find like black free thinkers and shit like that. Mm-hmm. The black guy who tips, and I heard about a few minutes of that, got very bored and never played it again. And then, of course, I'm typing in like black, and I'm typing in white supremacy and black agenda. I find Black Agenda Report, and I find this other program called The Cows, mm-hmm. and The Cows is an acronym for Context of White Supremacy, and I play it, and you hear news clips in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's like a three-hour program, so you're hearing all these news clips, really interesting stuff, interviews from NPR, and then those end, and the host comes on, a guy who calls himself Gus T. Renegade, which is a playoff of the name mm-hmm. from a character called Gus the Renegade Negro, from a film called Birth of a Nation, where Gus the Renegade Negro was retaliated on by the Klan for raping a white woman. Mm-hmm. So he took his, he made his radio persona name off of that name from that film. And he comes in and he sounds like he's doing an impression of me at a job interview. I'm like, wow, this guy fucking sounds like me, kind of.
He does sound like you, though.
Yeah, a little weird. And, you know, he's saying some shit. He's got his opinions. And I'm like, okay, he's leaning a little conservative. And then I listen to more episodes. I listen to the way the callers call. Mm-hmm. And he has rules. Like, everyone who calls in, they say, can I be heard before they talk?
Yeah.
There's words you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say fair. You're not allowed to use anything that he arbitrarily considers to be a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bugged out. A new rule he came up with in late 2016... On that show, you're not allowed to say that stupid white people exist.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Oh, and you can't say women and men, like black women and black men, right?
Yeah, black women and black men don't exist on that show. Yeah. You're black males and black females, and you're not married. You're an attempted husband or an attempted wife, and you're not a parent. You're an attempted parent. It's very much a cult there.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird, man. But then, they have guests. And, of course, he brings on white historians, right? White historians.
Uh-huh.
But his show is philosophical.
Right.
I notice he never brings on a white philosopher.
Right.
Because he brings the white people on with the intent to engage them combatively.
Right.
But he never tells them that before he brings them on.
Right. Or he'll get white people that are in interracial relationships and then accuse them basically of being pedophiles, because any white person who is sexually involved with a black person is basically raping a child, because black people aren't full people. They're children.
Yep.
And white supremacy.
And in the past 2 years, he's also started saying that being black means you're functionally retarded. That's the word he actually goes with.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah. All right, so that's what's going on with this guy in this show, right? Oh, and he also just, like, he doesn't do this anymore. But the first couple of years, he would just ask white people at the end of the interview if they've ever had sex with a black person, which is creepy as fuck, especially when you have, like, a cis woman on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why are you asking women? They're, like, quit it. That's fucking creepy weird. And weird.
It's really taggy.
Oh, it hella.
Yeah.
All right, but they also had this person on, Francis Cress Welsing, and I was like, wow. And from that moment, I immediately started calling her Wacky Welsing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I refused to call her by her fucking name. All right, now let me take a look at the archive chat space before we click play, because we're going to play 12 minutes and 38 seconds of Francis Cress Welsing.
Black Jesus, save me now.
So, let's see. Lisa Loco said, wait... wasn't it Aurora Perrineau, their daughter? They are confusing Aurora with her mom, Brittany. Maybe that's going on. Okay. Well, I assume that she's light-skinned, so she's not black, so they're not confusing. I'm pretty...
You know what? No, actually, I want to go back and read the articles, because one of them said Brittany, and I want to say one of them said Aurora.
Oh.
So now I don't even know which one actually was... the one who came forward. I'm gonna have to find out.
And I live in Illinois, so you just make me think of a small town when you say Aurora. So fucking all right, so here we go. Francis Cress Welsing, and the topic is homosexuality and black male effeminization. Now, yes, it's gonna be kind of hilarious, but also this is a cult of thought here.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I know Michael Graham is ready. Fuck popcorn, yo. Get your fucking mint Oreos out, love.
Mint Oreos?
Fuck yeah.
Passing out of... But let me go back to homosexuality. If you take fathers out of families, male children will experience male hunger.
All right. That's a fact-based fact. You take that happened to me. I had male hunger. I had barbecue sauce and bones in the backyard.
Yes.
Male hunger.
Yes. So you were brother lynching it?
Before he had his first album out. You damn right.
Which is just funny that that's always this thing about fathers in the home. I'm like, and yet, so when we're at war and we're always at war, like there's just a whole generation of boys coming up gay because war.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, what was World War II? That was the 30s?
40s.
The 40s?
Yeah.
So, like, you saw how, like, that's why they had that movement in the 60s with all that peace and love, man. Because they were all gay. They had flowers, which is really gay.
Except now the baby boomers are in charge, and they're still pretty fucking homophobic for a gay generation. Like, Donald Trump's age, those people are the baby boomers.
And did he not go to a gay wedding and call it a beautiful ceremony?
Gay!
Gay uh-huh. Trump. That's a fact.
Uh-huh.
Somebody make that Facebook page. Do it. Do it. Do it. Fucking do it. Alright, back to Wacky Welsing. Check the...
But because males are socialized to cover up your feelings, don't talk about what hurts. Little male children are almost socialized to say, I don't want my daddy. I haven't seen him. It doesn't make any difference. Well, it does make a difference.
It does, and she knows it does. Extensive research.
Yeah.
All right. Lisa Loco asking, why am I like this? Why? Why? Because my biological mother let me watch George Carlin when I was 7 years old and let me watch Married with Children. She didn't let me. I just watched Married with Children when I was 5 and 4.
Maybe it's because your father wasn't around enough and this is the result.
Oh, yeah. A guy that works in a factory with tools and machines.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. High femme over here, buddy. Lisa Loco said, I want to know about how absent fathers make gay boys, but super hetero, hypersexual, stripper pole loving slut gals. I have questions.
Oh, no, they're lesbians.
I knew that.
They're lesbians, yeah.
Full nude. All right, let's see.
Male children need their fathers.
Okay.
They need their fathers to hold their hands, to walk with them. You may have some museum area here in Baltimore. Go and look on Saturday. You probably will see white males holding the hands of little three-year-old black, white adult males holding the hands of little three-year-old white males. And in that hand-holding process, male strength is passing out of the arm of the father into the hand of the little boy. And he begins to understand male strength. White supremacy also produces teenage pregnancy.
So God, what the fuck?
Yo, that's how you segue.
I should have fucking started drinking.
Yo, so... Apparently, I mean, and she has a PhD. This is Dr. Frances.
Does she?
Yeah, she's actually a child psychologist. I'm sure she helped a lot of little boys. That's a creepy sentence. So male strength is passed on and understood from hand holding. See?
What?
That's why I beat so many guys in arm wrestling, because I didn't have a father to give me male strength or whatever. Whatever. But that was a mean segue she did there. Check it out.
...is to understand male strength. White supremacy also produces teenage pregnancy. So if a 14-year-old mother is holding a little baby and then later on you wonder why is the little baby boy's hand weak? Because it was a weak hand that held him, not the arm of a man.
Bam!
What the fuck?
Yo, people take this shit serious. They call her grandcestor since she died.
So, white supremacy causes teen pregnancy.
Yes.
Which leads to teenage girls holding babies.
Yes.
Which leads to gay boys because girls... have dainty wrists?
Yes. And they're gay.
What?
It's a feminization.
So, like, what if your uncles hold you as a baby, but they're teenagers too? Like, do you still become gay or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're not fathers.
Only fathers
can save you from the gay.
What about grandfathers?
Grandfathers can assist the fathers.
What about grandcestors?
Grandcestors make great podcast episodes.
That might actually be the title of this one. That should maybe be the title.
Oh, man. Let's see here. And they clap. The audience, yep, they're feeling it.
The teenage mother is not bad. The father is not bad. We are all victims of this war. And to the extent that we don't understand the war or understand what it is, we will continue to be victimized by it. So the male child is hungering for father and hungering for father.
I'm that kid in the background. That's me.
We don't have the video up for folks, but yeah, some a dark-skinned male just did a bit of an eye roll, and it's like, why the fuck am I here?
Because his dad is with him, trying to hold his hand and shit.
Oh, man. And made him wear that fucking sweater.
And made him wear a sweater. That's a very masculine sweater if his father picked it out. He's not going to be gay.
That's a hideous fucking sweater, yo.
It's masculine, William. You wouldn't know.
Yo. Is this video from the 80s, yo? Why do these niggas, they look weird. They look 80s.
It looks
to
80s.
Me. Yeah.
Other male children on the block hungering for father and hungering for father. And I'm going to be real plain. And then there's some older males who hungered for father and hungered for father. And that hungering for father translates in the brain computer. I need some male substance.
That's something else Gusty Renegade got from her. He says brain computer.
Is that a metaphor?
Don't call and say that you'll get hung the fuck up on. All right, so check it out. So now she's breaking down. So she's giving you the context here of how it makes effeminization and gay.
Hungering for father translates in the brain computer. I need some male substance. Well, where do I get male substance from symbolically? Somebody will say, well, then suck my penis.
That's how that happens.
I miss attention from my father, so I'm sucking someone's dick?
Yeah, somebody just fucking jumps out of a garbage can. Hey! Are you looking for male substance? Suck my penis. That's how that happens.
Oh my god.
These are the facts.
What?
People take what? This shit serious.
This is so corny. Oh my god.
And that goes into the mouth. And that is the top end of the gastrointestinal tract through which the body is fed. Or put your penis in my bottom. In my anus. That's the other end of the gastrointestinal tract. Semen is going into either end of the gastrointestinal tract because the person is experiencing subconsciously male hunger.
Bam.
Oh my god. That's where she went with it?
Yeah.
They're hungry for male contact, so they're eating sperm. That's where she...
Yeah. And there's always someone around that's just like, whoa, where are the fatherless guys? Fatherless guys, suck my penis. And that's how they say it, too. That's
how they say
the
it.
Verbatim.
That's
how they... And they say, let me put my penis in your bottom.
Well, we're going to find out who's the bottom here.
Let me see. What did Dino Red jumped in there and said? Oh, wait. What did Lisa Loco just say right above that? Lisa Loco said, I think this is from a previous part. Lisa Loco said, but lesbians don't exist, though, Phoenix. Remember, lesbians are just straight women who are scared or hurt by not having found the right dick yet.
That's true. Which, you know, I saw somebody who made a theory that literally men created bisexuality because women wanted to impress men by being with other women. So basically bisexuality is a social construct made by men.
Yeah.
Nothing has to make sense.
All right. And Dino Red said, just a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father. It just moved. Tell an aunt and send a telegram. That was very Kool-Aid man-ish. Lisa Loco said, Phoenix, the look on your face when you finally realized where she was going with that was pure fucking gold. Yeah, you are archived. Miss Ma'am. Let's get this shit moving.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It is also because we are in the context of the white supremacy culture. And the white supremacy culture, the dominant form of sexual expression in Greece and Rome was male homosexuality. Do you understand?
I mean, it all wasn't, right. But that, fuck history. History is stupid.
Yeah, it was. And Greece and Rome is definitely Britain, which is where a lot of this shit came from.
Yes.
In Spain.
Yes.
See?
Yeah.
Blam.
Which is so wild to me, because I'm like, oh, you know, white people love homosexuals and blah, blah, blah. It's like, gay marriage. How long has gay marriage been legal in America?
They like, have no idea how much white people kill each other for being gay.
They don't. It's wild to me. Oh, all right.
Yeah, here we go.
Understand me? The reason that was the dominant form of sexual intercourse is because we ought to have a gigantic world map so you can see the colossus of the continent of Africa. And then see those little tiny countries of Europe sitting atop the colossus of Africa. So then you see that boot of Rome, Italy and Rome, and the islands of Greece. And so when those pale men looked over that Mediterranean and saw those great big tall black men, they went into a profound sense of male inadequacy.
Who the fuck is clapping? Shut up.
What? This is making sense.
So black men become gay if they don't have fathers in the home, but white men become gay by...
Because they saw big black Africa and big African men from the... It's like, I could see Russia from my house. It's the same thing. They could see him walking around from Europe in the days before binoculars.
Yes.
All right. Quit hating. Now,
does she not know where Greece is in comparison to Africa?
Dr. Frances Cresswellsing? Of course she knows. Jesus, are you Dr. Phoenix Kaleeder?
Yes. Apparently you can just put anything you want in front of your fucking name.
Yeah, don't you know? Have you not heard of rappers?
Have you not heard of Dr. Umar Johnson?
Let me see what Jan Loco said in the archive chat space, and then we'll move a little bit. Jan Loco said, if it was the dominant form of sexual expression, how did they keep their culture going? See, now you're not minding your business. Now, this is why the men are supposed to do the speaking. Oh, man. Here we go. It gets better. So you heard what she just said. She's going to keep it moving from there. This is outstanding.
And that sense of male inadequacy caused them to think, put your penis in my mouth, or put your penis in my anus, or let me do it to you.
See? White people saw Africa from Greece and Rome without binoculars and turned gay.
Also, can we just point out there were black people in Rome?
Nope.
Like, the whole Roman Empire was in parts of Africa? No. Okay, of course not. Of course not.
What are you talking about? Jesus Christ. It's like, Phoenix just making up stuff.
Just to be clear, though. So, black boys become gay if they don't have fathers at home.
Yeah.
But white boys become gay by seeing black penises.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they stopped making them shower in the locker rooms in a lot of places. They're like, yo, just change your shit, get the fuck out.
Because they didn't want the white boys to become an epidemic of gay?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They got to take away abortion rights and keep white boys away from black penises. Okay? Okay. Jesus Christ, lady.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
No!
Why? Because those big, tall black men in Africa could cause...
All of us. We were all... Just
all big,
shit.
Tall. Have you not seen Hotep Art?
Hotep Art. All the women have size whatever the fuck breasts.
Yes.
And they're all perky.
They're all perky.
You know, this. And while holding two children that
right.
are probably breastfed, somehow yes. breasts still sitting right up under her chin.
Yep.
No bra.
Right? Tiny waist, big ass, you know, looking like basically like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Right? And then, of course, the men are all very tall and muscular. And
yeah, their muscles got muscles. Why are there so many muscles?
Because the black man has to hold the weight of the world on his shoulders, William. or he just needs all those muscles to fight his urge to put a penis in his mouth to be filled with male bonding, warmth, entitlement, food, sustenance. The fuck ever's happening. This shit is gonna melt my fucking brain.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
White genetic annihilation 35,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, up to the very moment that we are speaking.
I'm gonna slap the glasses off that nigga who keeps nodding, yes.
Oh, and there's a white dude in the back who's nodding in agreement, too.
I'll slap the shit out of him, too.
In this same white supremacy system and culture, updated, ball games are the major focus of attention.
All right, everybody, oh. I know there's folks typing stuff in the chat room, but yo, fuck with this. She's about to get into her sports metaphors.
No.
This is the shit, man. Fuck. When Frances Cresswellson gets into sports, it goes the fuck down.
System and culture, updated. Ball games are the major focus of attention. What are the balls? What are the balls in a culture that says keep your eye on the ball? The same balls that were cut off when black men were lynched and castrated.
Blam!
The balls contain the genetic material.
Blam!
And so a culture has evolved where ball games are the most dominant expression about the most fundamental concern of white supremacy. That's why most people don't realize they're looking at it all the time.
See? Or just hear me out.
No.
Fucking sports have always been popular in every fucking culture. Every culture. People have always liked sports, right? Fucking Olympic Games, right? So they would talk all this shit about. It's Mio. Shut up. I like my Mio. Okay, but you don't talk all this shit about. The Romans were gay and the Greeks were gay. Did you forget they created the fucking Olympics?
No. No.
No.
Hotep Jesus made that.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, yo, it gets better. She's breaking this shit down.
But there are two series of ball games in the white supremacy system and culture.
Mm-hmm.
The two series of ball games are big brown balls and small white balls.
Stop clapping! Oh, my God.
The big brown balls are played by the men in the culture that are considered to be most virile. Because they represent the men that are on this planet considered to be the standard of manhood, the fathers of all of the people on the planet, and that is the black man.
I just want to know what niggas nuts be looking like if a football looks like your shit. I just want to know what your junk be looking like if a football is representative of your ball sack. I have questions.
We'll make that old wine cellar after dark public. we'll tell you. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just like there are two series of ball games and you bring to mind in your visualization and in your imagination the male genitalia, and the male genitalia and the black male genitalia is what comes to mind in the white supremacy system every time a black man is attacked. Because it is looked upon his genitals and the powerful black genetic material is perceived as a weapon. The weapon that can cause white genetic annihilation or that can threaten white genetic survival, which is why the Republican Party could say, Willie Horton,
See, reminder, they're conservatives, they're not Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black man who was released from prison and raped a white female and win an election. So just like there, if you're looking at the male genitalia and we're serious because we are soldiers about to win a war, so we're not playing about thinking about male genitalia. You see one testicle, a phallus or a penis, and another testicle. So the concern about the balls is played out in ball games the concern about the phallus is played out in smoking objects.
Bam. What? I'm going to take a look at the archive chat.
I just want to... So, what up? Are soccer balls like mulatto ball sacks? Like, what?
Those are vitiligo balls.
Vitiligo balls?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Those balls with a condition. You shouldn't make fun of them. You're being fucking ableist. Nigga. Oh, man. All right, let me see over here. Lisa Loco in the archive chat space. Since we can apparently decide what is or isn't true because we feel like it, I choose to disbelieve this. Jan Loco says, Wikipedia says Howard University. Not that we should believe Wikipedia. Oh, where she got her
Howard,
PhD.
She went to a black, of course she went to a black university to get her degree. Jesus.
And Dino Red said, my favorite Cress Welsing paper was The Motherfucker and the Original Motherfucker. I don't know about that. I think Dino Red actually reads Welsing. Because earlier, Dino Red said the ISIS papers was the shit, and that's a Welsing book. Nah, Dino Loco, I don't take Welsing serious. But then again, I'm rather progressive, and I just don't take these weirdos serious. Lisa Loco said, my uncle teaches at Howard. This hurts me on a personal level. This is why you never go full Freud.
Oh, man.
And Kenneth Richardson popped in. Not a normal name we see here. Said, I've been alive for 40 fucking years. How did I miss this wild hotep bullshit? And Jan Loco just put in all caps, medical doctor! Yo. All right, let's see. So again, we're getting now. I'm gonna dance it back a little bit so it can lead into what you're talking about. The dominant sports, small white balls, big brown balls, and then how the penis obsession is played out in smoking objects here. All right, this is gonna make a lot of sense.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, or is it?
No, sometimes it's a Black and Mild, apple flavored, pretty good, pretty good.
Penis and another testicle. So the concern about the balls is played out in ball games. The concern about the phallus is played out in smoking objects.
Now she's gonna break down penises, gay, and watch. It's damn near like a critique of classism here. Watch this.
I'm so drinking when this is over.
This is outstanding.
Because just like there are two series of ball games, big brown and small white, smoking objects are substitutes for the phallus or the penis, and there are two series of smoking objects, whether you've thought about it or not, and maybe this will help you not smoke. Are big brown and small white. The most intelligent men smoke big brown smoking objects. I mean, this is a symbolism that is used in the culture. And what is that? No, I said the most intelligent. Heights. The most powerful. Smoke what? Cigars. And then they say Moors taste better. But cigarettes, the small white smoking objects in the same culture, are called what, ladies and gentlemen? Fags. If you don't believe it, look in your dictionary. Fag is a word, children, for homosexuality. Am I creating the culture or am I simply reading it?
No, you're not reading shit. You're not reading shit.
What? So you're saying that American vernacular and British vernacular are not exactly the same?
That's what I'm saying. Amongst other things, that's what I'm saying.
They spell color the same.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
You're just thinking about you, as usual.
They don't.
The dad jokes come flying out.
Jesus.
This shit is outstanding.
So that also means she thinks, like, Donald Trump is intelligent? Because I can guarantee you that guy's had a cigar at some point in his life.
Actually, she does.
This just keeps getting more and more regrettable.
Yeah. I'm just saying, hey, at least I'm here to give you guys this stuff and you're not digging it up yourself, trying to figure it out. I've been checking out these folks since 2011, early in that year. And shit's bugged out. And right now, the one I check out the most is Tariq Nasheed. And I read Ken Steele's post on Facebook. Now, Ken Steele is a regular caller on Gus T. Renegade's program. And he's apparently a stand-up comedian and a fitness trainer and whatnot. Nigga's swole as shit.
Yeah.
And he's one of the motherfuckers that talks about, you know, the dangers of the Me Too movement and watch out, these white women will Bill Cosby you and all that.
Yeah.
But then if you look at his Instagram, just pictures of him partying with white women.
Yep.
Because he lives up to his words.
He does.
Conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Ever so hypocritical. Here we go. Francis Cress Welsing, making sense about things.
Hmm.
What does a white female say is her ideal mate at the time that she's yelling, "Rape, rape! He raped me and it was black!" Who does she say is her ideal mate? Tall, dark, and handsome.
All of them say that. You know that, right?
Also, they don't mean black. They mean white people with a tan. Maybe no. Mediterranean. Like, they no. don't mean...
White women don't like white men. They've never bred together.
They mean Italians, not Irish. What the fuck? Unless you're Italian, in which case they mean Irish because they want really pale women. That's a whole other thing.
You don't know.
Okay.
You're just making stuff
up.
Welsing knows.
Does she?
Yeah. Look at the smug look on her face. You don't get that from not knowing.
Or do you?
Yet she accuses the black male of wanting to rape her.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Here we go.
February.
All right, folks. Valentine's Day. She's going to break it down even more. All right. I don't know if you're all ready for this. All right. If any of you ever had Valentine's candy, Francis Cress Welsing is about to break down the fuck why.
I already knew I was gay.
Gay.
Valentine's Day is coming up, the middle of February. What is it that the white female wants to receive from her white mate? Chocolate candy.
Blam. And it's not because chocolate tastes awesome.
It's not because chocolate tastes good at all. That has nothing to do with it.
Dude, chocolate tastes like fucking eating coffee grounds. Yeah, with
or
paprika.
Eating black penises, I guess. I don't...
No, that's what gay men that fucking want their father do. Because they want male
Jesus
energy.
Christ, that's how this started.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're only fucking 9 minutes away from those sentences. People in the crowd, they're realizing it. You see? And this is how you get it. Because it's not that they never thought of it. It's that it's nonsense. No one's supposed to think of it. But now there's this realization factor, which, I mean, and it shows, like, I mean, our species, human beings across the board, we're apes.
Yeah.
96%, to my understanding of the last paperwork that came out with chimpanzees.
Yeah.
So this is just someone stood up in front of us and spoke with a tone of authority.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, follow that one. Follow
pretty
that
much,
one.
Pretty much.
And I won't add with nuts. Now this is the symbolism. What am I doing?
Talking bunch of bullshit.
I'm trying to pull out all of the symbolism that is underneath the surface of this surface phenomenon where we're walking around talking about what's happening and we don't know why the men are dying. The men are dying because genocide is an imperative aspect of white supremacy. When it really begins to get shaken, it kills the black men so that there will be fewer people to threaten white genetic annihilation. And we are living in the midst of mass death right now. Mass death caused by drugs, chemical warfare weapons. deaths caused by AIDS, biological warfare weapons. Oh, we don't know where AIDS came from. Again, blaming the black man. Oh, it came from Africa.
The instrumental's making it better.
No, it came from a white supremacist in a laboratory.
Blam!
What?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She was there. She saw the Bunsen burner. It may have been a bong. She may have taken a rip. Bong rips. Come on.
Who said this is the way we can get rid of a lot of these people? We can kill 50 million of them in Africa alone.
And think about how much it affected the gay community, because white people want everything to be gay, so they killed a bunch of gay people with something they made in a lab that she knows they made in a lab.
Well?
See? And you know how things that are made in labs can mutate because they're not organic?
Yes.
And since we have accustomed them to death, we gave them 22 dead black male children in Atlanta and made them go into the church and pray about it. We killed 1,000 of them at Jonestown and made them say it was a church or some kind of cult retreat.
It was a cult retreat.
No, it wasn't. They just lied and said that.
Yeah, there is actually a whole conspiracy theory that Jones got set up.
And shit like this is why woke is a slur.
Yeah.
Because, like, and this is in the
80s. Yeah.
That, I mean, clearly from the fashion and haircuts of the people in the crowd, this is definitely the fucking 80s. So this is 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were kicking this shit. And yeah, fucking, and thing, like, in the 80s, I'm what, 4 or 5 years old?
Yeah.
Little millennial child like me, coming up, seeing progressive shit, hearing progressive ideas, challenging the fucking norms. And it's like, and then you turn my ear to some shit like this, and then you put the word woke next to it. And yeah, I understand how woke became a slur.
But I mean, also, like, how does anybody... This is like somebody who becomes a Mormon as an adult. How the fuck did they con you into that shit? Like, this just sounds so ridiculous. Like, white women want chocolate candy for Valentine's Day because they're fantasizing about black penises. Chocolate tastes good, nigga. Like, and it's a Hallmark holiday any fucking way.
And that's why white people that eat, black people that eat white chocolate are thinking about white penises. Oh!
But it's chocolate inside.
Oreo Thin Bites Bouchers?
But it's chocolate inside, so what is that? Is that like a pretty mixed race baby or what?
No, that just means that white man had black sperm in his belly.
Oh, so he's gay. So this is actually fantasizing about gay white men.
The white man didn't have a father in the home, you see, so he wanted male energy, and somebody jumped out from behind a fucking pizza truck and said, "Suck my penis and let me put it in your bottom."
Uh-huh.
That's what happened. It's almost done. There's mere seconds left. 32 seconds.
Some dead black men in that so-called commune in Oregon, picked up off of the streets of every major city. So when the men never came back and we didn't understand what white supremacy was, we just kept doing the electric slide and kept stepping. All of that was warfare of white supremacy against black people for the purpose of white genetic survival on the part of a tiny white minority on this planet that is genetic recessive to all of the black, brown, red, and yellow people.
Blam.
What?
All right. And that was it. That was 12 minutes and 38 seconds of Welsing. I've listened to fucking 2.5 hour interviews with her.
There's something wrong with you.
I like to know what's going on.
Like, something is deeply wrong with you.
I like to know what the fuck people are talking about. Lisa Loco said, "Watching William nodding is making me scream." And it's mostly the eyebrows. My eyebrows do a lot of the talking. Especially with the microphone and popper stopper in front of me. My eyebrows do a lot of the communication. And at least a little also said, how many people died at Jonestown now? Well, 1,000 something.
Not a lot, I don't know.
I'm not a historifier. And Lisa Local said, "Y'all are eating my dinner. This is unnecessary." This is some shit because a new company bought out the factory and they gave us reusable shopping bags with little snackies in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have three of those bags so far. I'm trying to get a fourth one.
Yeah.
Because we actually needed more reusable shopping bags anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want the little snackies. And they have fiber bars, too. Stool softener. Yeah.
Fiber bars are good.
All right. So that ought to be that. Really, I think we hit our normal wine cellar time. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. 59 minutes and 52 seconds right there. So, up till you, this is Phoenix Kalita's job. She had to deal with that shit, folks. Fucking paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund.
Yeah, I think after sitting through that, y'all need to hit up the PayPal so I can go buy some alcohol because I feel like I fucking earned a drink after this.
A malt liquor?
Yes, a malt liquor, nigga. Yes. What? In the tall can because it's a black penis.
That's what that is.
It's a black penis, yeah.
Because you want hard lemonade.
Yeah.
And what is lemonade? It's yellow liquid, but when it's hard,
mm-hmm.
that means the penis is erect.
Right.
So now instead of yellow liquid, you're getting white liquid. That's semen. But then Mike knew to put it in a black can because people want that black penis. Think about it. You have another one that's pretty much exactly the same right next to it in the store you're about to go to.
Yes.
It's the Steel Reserve. But yes. It's in a white can. You see?
But the contents of the black can are pink. So is it gay?
Yes, but you don't know that yet until you've already taken in that male energy and you're craving more.
Wait, but wouldn't that be gay male energy? So how can you crave more gay male energy?
Because it's male energy.
But it's weak, right?
That's why you have to get so much of it for a little strength, right? If you just had regular male energy, you would just take one in the vag, get preg, pop out a kid, and enjoy your male energy. But since it's weak, you gotta keep chugging them down. This is how you can just make this shit up. It's so easy to be a huckster black conservative. Mm-hmm. Like, if I could take the smile off my face and, you know, fucking, I have like 11 dashikis, pick one, mm-hmm. and I can get in front of one of these crowds and just pop that shit off and they'll be like, yeah, brother, speak it. Tell them the truth. This is what they don't want to hear.
That's deep.
That's deep. See, and that's why that's deep is also a joke. Mm-hmm. That's deep and woke are like joke words now.
Yep.
Because people say bullshit.
I don't even think that's black conservatives. I think that's conservatives in general. Because they have such a regressive point of view that nothing like backs it up or justifies it. So like they literally have to hold on to bullshit. They have to. Because you can't say logical things to a conservative. There's no legitimate reason to be like gay is bad. There's really fucking not.
No. Nope.
It doesn't, you know. And they'll run through, oh, well, it's, you know, annihilation and it's population control. Okay, but the majority of people are still heterosexual. And even a lot of people who are queer on some level still engage in heterosexual relationships. So that doesn't work. You're like, it's unnatural. Okay, there's tons of species that exhibit gay behavior. So that, you know, like, there is no scientific, there is no rational. So they have to come up with bullshit like this because they want to be regressive-ass conservatives. And you can't do it using logic or facts. Or history. Or science.
Yeah. And that's why I'm gonna turn... When I upload this to YouTube, I'm gonna turn off comments.
Oh, yeah. God.
Or what do you think? Put them on or turn them off?
Leave them on for like a day or two, just so people can leave all the hateful comments, and then we can critique it for... reasonable critiques. Yes.
Yeah. Like, and they're gonna be like... Because like someone like Tariq Nasheed or one of them, he just yells at the laptop, mm-hmm. right? But I have this penicular microphone in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
Gay.
It's gray. Is it like infected with something?
It's an AIDS mic.
It's an AIDS mic?
Yeah. See? We both have AIDS mics.
But mine's in a black thing, so it's...
It's coming out of an anus.
There is no life in the anus.
Yep. That's what happened. Booty birth. All right, fucking, this show is weird. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.
That's horrible.
What's horrible?
I can't believe people take this shit serious.
They do. Let me turn off the YouTube recording. Click post right there. All right. YouTube, you got to get the hell on from around here. All right. And podcast audio, you get to hear what I want to start using somewhere. I don't know where I want to use this, but it's a clip from that show Pose. And I just like it as a piece of audio. Okay. You know, I think it's just a dope piece of audio.
What are you?
I'm no one. I want what I'm supposed to want. I wear what I'm supposed to wear. And I work what I'm supposed to work. I stand for nothing. I've never fought in a war, and I probably won't ever have to, because the next one's going to kill us all. I can buy things I can't afford, which means they're never really mine. I don't live. I don't believe. I accumulate. I'm a brand. A middle-class white guy.